on venue.
One hilarious story about the Arte process, where because it was so far from Mogadishu and in Djibouti in another country, but in another Somali context, one warlord came to a cafeteria to change some money. And there was a young girl who was helping him at the cafeteria, and he was impatient with her. And she was rude at him in responding to him. And everybody looked at the young girl and looked at the warlord and said, like, if this warlord was in Mogadishu, he should have shot this young woman. But because he's not in his immediate environment and he's in another government, this is what governments do. They regulate public behavior. This guy cannot. He was like, everybody's like, he was very polite in responding to the young woman and respectfully. The environment, the venue regulated his behavior. If he was in Mogadishu, he would have been slapping her or even shooting her for talking rudely to him, replying back to him. Yeah. But in Arta, he could not do that because he's not in his space. Yeah. He's not in his natural space. He was in a different space. Mm-hmm. He was in a different governance. So, and people said, oh my God, how wonderful that a young woman can reply a warlord like that. Mm-hmm. So these people sort of like they appreciate and it's, they get other elements of the peace process and the mediation process more than what they could have got in if they were in their own natural environment. So there's value in being in your natural environment, and there's value in being in another space. So both are very, 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 very important, but depending that you need to choose. And the danger is that if you make it all the time so much within the context, then people reach their comfort zone. But if you always make peace processes away from the context, there's also that disconnect on the reality on ground. So a balance has to be struck between within the context or outside the context.